So tonight we're going to practice with what's called mudita, which means like there's a lot of ways it's understood. It's essentially, it's one of the heart practices. So we've done metta practices, which is kindness, friendliness. Last night we did some compassion practice, which is meant to be aimed at the more challenging, more difficult, more painful experiences. And this mudita, or sometimes called appreciative joy, is meant to actually incline the mind towards a sense of appreciation for the good things in life. Because, you know, we don't want to just focus on the negative, you know, that would be only half of life, right? And so we want to basically incline the mind towards a concept of appreciation. Or I like to use the word gratitude. This is a term that's oftentimes translated in not really helpful ways. Like, it used to be translated often as sympathetic joy. I don't even know what that means. Appreciative joy, empathetic joy, but really to appreciate that which is good. To me, all of this points to gratitude. How can I be grateful? How can I be thankful? How can I recognize the goodness and participate in the goodness of the world? And, you know, of course, the idea of gratitude or appreciation is certainly not just unique to Buddhism. It's a very important aspect of life. And we find here in these practices that it's something we perhaps need to cultivate. And I think one of the reasons we need to cultivate it in our culture and in the world that we live in is this constant ways in which we overlook that which is good and we take for granted. We don't appreciate what we have because we might be preoccupied with what we don't have, or we might be preoccupied or too focused on what other people have versus what we have. And we don't stop to smell the roses, if you will. We don't bring mindfulness to aspects of life that really are quite agreeable, really quite enjoyable, really quite beautiful, and actually take the time to go, oh wow, this is really nice. This is a beautiful thing. This is a good thing. So we have to train in that kind of way. And so we want to be able to have appreciation for basically all the goodness in the world. And so this is where the self can kind of get into some trouble, because typically we are only grateful for the good fortune and the benefit and the joy and the success of ours. Now, one thing we talked about earlier, that I think this gratitude, appreciative joy, it's an antidote to jealousy and envy. Because what happens oftentimes is we have a hard time appreciating the joy and the success and the beauty and the good that somebody else's. You know? You can hear it in the phrase of, oh man, I'm so happy for you that you won the lottery. That's so great. You know, there's that way in which we find that we might be driven by an attitude of how come them and not me? How come this person gets that and I don't get it? So, you know, this is not something that we want to cultivate probably, but we might find that we do often. And so we would see this in the psychological mental habit of comparing. I find that I do this often and it drives me nuts, comparing. My outsides to your outsides, my insides to your outsides, and this constant sense of better than, less than, how come, in this kind of way in which that can drive us crazy. And so this type of gratitude practice or appreciation practice really destroys that, because it allows us to participate in the good fortune of other people. Now, one area where this is really tragic is that when it's somebody that we actually care about, if it's a good friend or someone in our family or somebody in our lives that we really actually like, and then they tell us about something that's going on for them that they're really happy about, and we feel jealous or we feel envious, and we're actually not able to participate in that. And that's an area where we can start to really probably practice this a little bit more. Because it is tragic to think, oh gee, I can't even be happy for my friend. And this is where the cynicism and the commiserating can kind of happen, as we like to participate in each other's misfortune, right? Through talking shit or complaining or how come, and you know, there's probably some level of connection in that, but I think there's a way in which we could maybe do better. So really what appreciate would be this ability to increase in value. And so if I don't feel good about myself, or if I have low self-esteem, I want to increase my sense of value and worth. And so if I'm going to increase my sense of value and worth, I need to practice some degree of appreciation. And I can start with the most simple things. It can be a warm shower, a decent cup of coffee, a good friend. We really want to start with the little things because, again, the mind is always drawn towards these big ticket items. And we don't look at the small, simple things that we have. I know that happens for me a lot because why? Because I take for granted. I take things for granted. And I didn't train myself much of my life to actually actively engage and enjoy these things. So if we want to be able, so it's really in the Buddhist Abhidharma, which is the kind of teachings and the manual on Buddhist psychology, these compassion and appreciation are called illimitables, and they're kind of the two sides of the same coin. So we want to have compassion for all the joy and difficulty and hardship in the world. And we want to have gratitude for all of the joy and the beauty and the goodness in the world. We actually really want to be able to have both, so that they're not meant or understood to be appropriate and necessary all the time. But there are certain situations and certain conditions, probably we could diagnose really quickly in our own minds, scenarios and places and situations where compassion would be the appropriate response. It would be useful. It would be constructive in certain situations. Now, also, same thing with gratitude or appreciation. There are certain conditions and certain situations where it would be very, very appropriate. It's also not just good for us, it's good for others. So if we flip the script and know what it's like, if you have some good news and some good fortune and you have something that happens that you're excited about, usually what you do in your mind is you think of somebody to tell. And usually you think of somebody to tell who you know who will actually participate in the appreciation with you. You're like, oh, I'm going to tell so-and-so. They'll be so happy for me. And there's probably people you know that aren't going to be so happy for you, or they're not going to really care so much, or they're not going to be able to reciprocate or to participate in the good fortune of that. And we kind of do that automatically. Like, I know that for me, when something happens or I get good news, I have a drop-down menu of the people who I know I can tell and who will be excited, and we can have sort of a fun conversation about that. Oh, isn't that great? That's so cool. You've been working on that for so long. I'm so happy for you. And then there's people I know who probably not so much. I might not even tell those people, actually. Right. So here in this scenario, how can we become that person for somebody else? So not only does it allow us to learn how to recognize with gratitude the things in our life that are good and beautiful and successful and joyful and kind of appreciate those, that's going to improve the quality of our experience, but also in the people around us that we value. Right? So it's really kind of a win-win situation, isn't it? And this is like all of these heart practices, and I guess we could say all of these meditations, there is a little bit of a learning curve, but this one I find that there's a lightheartedness in this one. I find that compassion or forgiveness and some of those practices carry with them a sense of burden or kind of heaviness. But this one, I always find a lighthearted sense of it because maybe it's because of my Buddhist conditioning, but typically, Buddhism does have a bad reputation as kind of being a bummer because there's so much emphasis on compassion and suffering and pain, and that we forget that actually really half of the practice is part of mindfulness, is to be aware in a situation where it's a successful, good, joyful experience, and that we can recognize that with gratitude. So for me, in a mind state, in a mental capacity, what we're doing in this practice of appreciation is that we're recognizing with gratitude. So we, like always in Mindfulness 101, is we have to recognize. If we don't recognize, again, that's that sati, recognize and remember. If we don't recognize or remember that this is an opportunity for gratitude, probably not going to get it. So there's a way in which the wisdom of the practice is recognizing the terrain that you're in any given moment. Seeing clearly, we talked about the seeing clearly and responding wisely. Seeing clearly, hey, this is an opportunity for me to extend gratitude and appreciation. Cool. Now, do the thing. Sometimes we hold back. And a lot of times I, out of fear or vulnerability, will withdraw that. So I try to really push myself in situations. I do this a lot with generosity, which we haven't talked about a lot. But I know that for me, one of the things I've been doing for years, that I got it down pretty good now and I really like it, is any moment or any situation where I recognize that I want to be generous, I almost always just go for it. You know, like for example, I might be having lunch with a friend and, you know, maybe the check comes and I, you know, having a nice time and I think to myself, oh, I'm going to pay for lunch today. I'll always try to just follow through and do that. Because what happens a lot of times if I'm motivated by, I'm like, well, I probably shouldn't, you know, it's expensive, and, you know, and we talk ourselves out of these kind of beautiful little, kind of, we get that gut reaction. So I try to carry that also into gratitude. If somebody, even if I'm in kind of a stinky mood, and if somebody comes to me and says, hey, check it out, did you hear? Or I try to stop and become interested in what's going on with them and really try to engage in a way. Now, of course, when you're working therapeutically, a lot of times what you're not usually talking about things that aren't going well. So you kind of get that compassion muscle going. But it's the same muscle, it's just a different kind of way of inclining that. So there's the empathetic field that we have. And sometimes in the empathetic field, the proper thing would be just to be kind and friendly, like a metta. In that empathetic field, sometimes it's compassion, and sometimes it's actually gratitude, sometimes it's appreciation, being able to appreciate other people. And I also, too, notice that I don't, for some reason, I'm hesitant to let people know how much I appreciate them when I do. So I try to go out of my way and say, hey, you know, like I really, maybe you did something or said something, or friendships that I have, I try to let people know. People, you know, people don't like it so much. Some people don't handle praise so well, but I think it's a way in which we can actually put effort and incline and try to be more mindful of opportunities where that might be available to us. So, you know, if we're gonna do that, we have to spend some time kind of practicing with it and seeing if we can land or recognize or access that field of appreciation or gratitude and see if we can incline in that particular way. So like you're probably catching on, the heart practice systems of training are essentially the same, where we kind of think about the idea, is this gratitude, appreciation, something that I value, is this something that I want, my perception. And then the intention, okay, yes, it is. I want to be motivated by gratitude and appreciation a little bit more, and then kind of using these words and phrases to see if we can find an access point or kind of turning that out. And as we see, it may or may not happen, and it might be varying degrees of that, but that's the system of training that we want to try to engage in. So what we'll do that we did last night that I find to be helpful is starting with somebody who's going to be easy. So somebody that you already have a lot of gratitude or appreciation before. Could be a lot of times, you know, a friend or a teacher, maybe a therapist, a sponsor, anybody who's kind of been there for you that you kind of automatically, easily feel that for. Because it doesn't have to be a person. No. It can be a dog. It's probably easy. Most people appreciate their animals quite well. Yeah, there you go. And totally permission to do that if you don't have that person, or it doesn't come easy. So you can just kind of take a few moments to settle and to let yourself find a posture that feels suitable. So this one is, you know, inclining the mind in a particular way. So I'll use very simple phrases. The first one that we want to be able to do in this mindfulness capacity is to recognize, to recognize, to remember, to incline the mind towards, to just open to the possibility that there is much in this world to be grateful for. That there is much joy, much pleasure and success, beautiful places, good people, delicious food, all of these kinds of things that make life enjoyable. Just kind of letting your mind reflect on that. That despite our troubles and challenges that we all have, there is much goodness, beauty, pleasure. All of the pleasure of the senses, the smells and tastes, sights and sounds, the music that you like to listen to, the places you like to go. See if you can invite all of that into your mind and heart and just let that perception manifest however it likes to, however it does. And this wise reflection of appreciation and gratitude, it destroys our jealousy and tendency to compare and to look at what others have and what we don't have. And we don't want to cultivate that. So you could, as we begin, just as you breathe in and out of the body, relaxing the muscles in the face, the hollow space of the mouth, letting go of any tension or tightness or a sense of restriction in the throat or the neck. And just breathing into the heart center, the abdomen, the belly, and just to say the word gratitude internally a few times. Gratitude. Gratitude and appreciation, whichever one resonates more. To enjoy that which is good. And with that, bringing to mind the image of a person, a pet, any creature or being that is easy for you to feel grateful towards, somebody who's helped you, who's been supportive of you, been there for you, been like a mentor, a good friend, teacher. Somebody that when you think of them and their relationship to you, you automatically feel some degree of thankfulness. Thank God, so thankful of this person. And extending some sense of appreciation and gratitude, and just extending these phrases towards them. May you learn to recognize with gratitude the goodness in your life. May you learn to recognize with gratitude all of the goodness in your life. May you learn to recognize with gratitude all of the goodness in your life, wishing them this experience. And may the joy and goodness in your life continue to grow. May the joy and the goodness in your life continue to grow. May the joy and the goodness in your life continue to grow. And just inclining the mind in a sense of gratitude and well-wishing for this person. May you be filled with gratitude and appreciation. May you be filled with gratitude and appreciation. And releasing any tension or tightness in the body that may have accumulated, breathing in and out. Inclining the mind towards a sense of gratitude for this person. May you learn to recognize with gratitude, all of the goodness in your life. May the goodness and joy in your life continue to grow. May you be filled with gratitude and appreciation. May you be filled with gratitude and appreciation. May you be filled with gratitude and appreciation. And staying with it as best you can, holding their image, holding this relational field in your awareness as best you can. Just inclining the heart and mind, the citta as it's called, in that particular direction. May you learn to recognize with gratitude all of the goodness in your life. May the goodness and the joy in your life continue to grow. Well wishing that. And may you be filled with gratitude and appreciation for all of the beauty in this world. And then taking some few breaths and to let their image fade. So you're just sitting in the body and the breath, allowing your awareness to be present here now. And then turning the awareness inward towards yourself, towards your mind and heart. And to just see, to incline a sense of gratitude and appreciation towards you and all you've done for yourself. Before we begin the phrase, is to just feel into this field, perhaps, of gratitude, and just see if you can sense into your own appreciation and gratitude for yourself, for coming here, for all of the work that you've done, for the ways in which you've taken care of yourself, for all of it, to not take that for granted anymore. I just say, I see you and I thank you. I see you and I thank you. To cultivate this idea, this quality, this possibility, just beginning to offer these phrases to yourself as you continue to feel into the body, the heart. May I learn to recognize with gratitude. May I learn to recognize with gratitude all of the goodness in my life. May I learn and be willing to recognize with gratitude all of the goodness in my life, all of it. And may the goodness and the joy in my life, may it continue to grow. May the joy and the goodness in my life continue to grow. May the joy and goodness, however small or large the amount in my life, may it continue to grow. May I be filled with gratitude and appreciation. May I be filled with gratitude and appreciation.